Chapter 8, Wind. Caption: Pebbles and other rocks too large to be eroded by wind form a desert pavement, such as this one in Joshua Tree National Park in California. Caption: Wind-blown sand carved this rock into its interesting shape. From which direction did the wind blow? Wind is also an important force that changes Earth's surface. Wind does its best work in a dry desert. Wind carries weathered materials such as sand and silt in different ways. Sand is heavier than silt. It makes up the wind's bed load. Sand is moved along the ground or just above it. Silt is the wind's suspended load. It is carried for great distances before it is deposited by the wind. As wind erodes sand and silt, it leaves the larger materials behind. Pebbles and other rocks too large to be eroded by wind form a desert pavement. This collection of large rocks takes hundreds of years to form. Once in place, desert pavement stops sand and silt from being swept away by the wind. Sand grains carried by wind polish the rocks whenever they come in contact. The sides of the rocks struck by the blowing sand are highly polished. These sides are often marked with small pits. The sand also grinds the edges of the rocks and makes them sharp.